All but five Senate Republicans voted in favor of an effort to dismiss Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial today, making clear a conviction of the former president for incitement of insurrection after the deadly Capitol siege on January 6th is unlikely. The effort came after the presiding officer of the body, Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, swore in the senators to act as jurors in the trial of Trump to be held the week of February 8th.
Will all senators now rise and raise their right hand? Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, former president of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The single article of impeachment charging Trump with inciting the assault on the Capitol had been ceremonially delivered to the Senate last night by the nine House managers of the impeachment, who will act as prosecutors in the Senate trial. After the senators had been sworn in, Rand Paul, Republican senator from Kentucky, attempted to have the proceeding declared unconstitutional by his point of order.
Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 states, "When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside." As of noon last Wednesday, Donald Trump holds none of the positions listed in the Constitution. He is a private citizen. The presiding officer is not the Chief Justice, nor does he claim to be. His presence and the Chief Justice's absence demonstrate that this is not a trial of the president, but of a private citizen. Therefore, I make a point of order that this proceeding, which would try a private citizen and not a president, a vice president, or civil officer, violates the Constitution and is not in order.
Rebuttal came from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York.
The theory that the impeachment of a former official is unconstitutional is flat out wrong by every frame of analysis. Constitutional context, historical practice, precedent, and basic common sense. It's been completely debunked by constitutional scholars from all across the political spectrum. Now, the junior senator from Kentucky read one clause from the Constitution about the Senate's impeachment powers. He left out another from Article 3, Section 2, quote, "Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States," unquote. If the framers intended impeachment to merely be a vehicle to remove sitting officials from their office, they would not have included that additional provision, disqualification from future office. The Constitution also gives the Senate, quote, "the sole power to try all impeachments." So what have past Senates decided on this question? In 1876, President Grant's Secretary of War, William Belknap, literally raced to the White House to tender his resignation before the House was set to vote on his impeachment. Not only did the House move forward with the impeachment, but the Senate convened a trial and voted as a chamber that Mr. Belknap could be tried, quote, "for acts done as Secretary of War, notwithstanding his resignation of said office." The language is crystal clear, without any ambiguity.
In the subsequent vote, Paul's point of order was tabled on a tally of 55 to 45, with five Republicans joining all the Democrats. Republican Senators Mitt Romney of Utah, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania crossed party lines to vote with the Democrats. The test vote made clear that Trump still has enormous sway over his party, as he becomes the first former president to be tried for impeachment. Many Republicans have criticized Trump's role in the attack on the Capitol, before which he told his supporters to fight like hell to overturn his election defeat, but most of them have rushed to defend him in the trial. Today's vote means the trial on Trump's impeachment will begin as scheduled the week of February 8th. The House impeached him January 13th, just a week after the deadly insurrection in which five people died. What seemed then for many people like an open and shut case that played out for the whole world to see on live television is running into a Republican Party that feels very different. Not only do senators say they have legal concerns, but they are wary of crossing the former president and his legions of followers. It's unclear if any Republicans will vote to convict Trump on the actual charge of incitement after voting in favor of Senator Rand Paul's effort to declare it unconstitutional.